get connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
And Let's Go America. Mary and I welcome all of you back to our live broadcast from Panama. Today's big Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles, has us aboard the Seven Seas Grandeur. And this portion of the program is sponsored by GoColette.com/United States.
And part of the reason we're traveling today is because America is turning 250 this year. So whether your interests include our main streets, monuments, music cities, or mountains, America is not something to remember. It is something to get out and go experience.
However you decide to celebrate America this year, folks, our friends at Colette have been guiding travelers across the USA for over a century now. They offer tours in varieties to suit every type of traveler. So go celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make our nation great and travel unforgettable. You can go to GoColette.com/United States for more information and show specials, or go to RMWorldTravel.com, look under sponsors.
All right. The maitre d' can make a world of difference in a restaurant, whether on land or here at sea. They're the head of the house, responsible for the entire front house of a dining venue, and then some. The maitre d' of the Compass Rose, which is the main dining room here on Seven Seas Grandeur, does it with warmth, personality, and flair. Let's welcome George Cairo, and he's here live on set on Mic 3.
So, George, thanks for being part of today's live broadcast. Back to America.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, and hi to everyone. And I'm representing as well the team.
Yes, you are. So, you absolutely are. There's no question about it. So, you know, Mary and I have encountered many maitre d's through our travels over the years. Some very good ones. Some think they're very good, right? Okay. So since we partnered with Regent Seven Seas, we've heard a lot about you, and I'm glad that our schedules matched up, that we've been able to cruise with you on this trip. You're a class of your own. You really are. So, you know, I want you to share what this role means to you and how you approach it each time you welcome guests to the restaurant each evening.
Well, everything starts from the beginning. You know, I love what I do, no doubt about, and after 38 years being at sea, I mean, I don't even call this a job, to be honest with you. It's a natural thing, what I do. And
don't tell Regent that, because we know they're listening.
So. and then is excited. It's a job what I'm into, very excited, learning many things from people from all over the world, and they're all coming here. I have a very young, exciting crew what really try to do the best, you know, and then I'm on the front of the line. And we try to deliver every day what we know best.
Very humble about it, too.
Yeah, you are humble. You do have a very good team, and you're responsible for that team. But, you know, I think I can speak for anyone who has ever come across you, George, and any of their sailings with Regent. Watching you work that dining room, it's like watching a dance. You really are truly gifted and really good at what you do. But I want to switch gears a little bit because I want to talk olive oil. I think this may surprise some people listening and maybe some other guests here on board who don't know. Robert, everyone knows you're Sicilian. All our listeners know this. He loves a good Sicilian olive oil. I also like good Italian olive oil. You're from Portugal. You were born in Lisbon.
Yes.
So tell our listeners what you do when you're not on Regent, what your family does.
When I'm not in Regent, is another passion what I have. And I'm a lucky boy in this planet because, you know, wherever I am, I do things what I love. You know, when I'm on board, as we said, do whatever I like to do. And thank you for the compliment. I take that. And when I'm at home, I'm between with my cousin, you know, the family business. You know, we take care of the farmings, and then, you know, we produce what the family wants to produce, the best of the olive oil, you know, we can provide.
Well, let's talk about that, because, you know, to show how much that you mean to this cruise line and the quality of your olive oil, Regent offers in Compass Rose, which is the main dining room here, your family olive oil, you know, on the ship. You can actually try that. We had that the other night. And is olive oil kind of like a wine to you, George? I mean, do you try to make it a little better every year?
Well, olive oil, I must say, yes, is similar to the wine with a different purpose. The wine, you know, you drink a bottle, you're happy right away, and you enjoy. You drink another one. Olive oil. We go to the health benefits, what it does. I know many people today, more and more, they really look into that. And this is something what I do, what I and I do something good for people, because pure olive oil, what we serve, he does a very good benefit, you know, health benefit.
There's no question.
Absolutely.
About it.
Yeah. So you've traveled around the world at least three times cruising. I'm curious how all the travel and engaging with other cultures and people from all over the world affects you and what you take away from it.
That's why, you know, this is, everything starts from that. You know, 30 years ago when I started, of course, I started, you know, from deck boy, dishwasher, cleaner, and then waiter, assistant waiter, maitre d', restaurant manager. I did all. So, and then it comes the best part, what is the what I mentioned, to meet people from all over the world, you know, guests, and crew members as well.
George, it is the people that you meet and so forth. That's what we love about travel the most. And this is an example of it right here amongst the three of us, because meeting you has been a highlight of the cruise. And,
truly.
I mean it sincerely. So unfortunately, we need to wrap the end of the hour. So thank you very much. It was a great way to do that. Thank you for joining us today. And we appreciate all your hospitality, okay?
Right. Thank you
very much.
So, folks,
listen,
these first 60 minutes of the show have just flown on by. That's going to do it for hour one of the program today. Hour two, well, you know what that means. If hour one is wrapping, hour two is coming right behind this. Jamaica's Minister of Tourism will start us off. Mary and I had an opportunity to spend some time with him. We're going to also share an in-depth look at the Panama Canal. We have some show friends on board they'll check in with, and a lot more. So today's January 17th live broadcast at our big Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles. We'll continue after these top-of-the-hour messages. Keep those radios locked in. Or also, you can catch the show anytime through the Listen Live button or the archives at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.